Okay, I'd like to call a meeting to order, please. We could have a moment of silence, please. Stand for Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Everybody would be kind enough to turn off their electronic devices during the meeting. We would appreciate it. Roll call, please.
Charlie Hawkins.
Here.
Dennis Olison.
Here.
Harry Robinson.
Here.
Steve Lawrenson.
Here.
Mary Lou Stewart.
Here.
Paul Greeno.
Here.
Bonnie Onion requested to be excused.
Entertain a motion.
So moved. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We're going to break for executive session, but perhaps maybe before that we should have audience participation.
Absolutely. We're going to change that on the
special. Okay. Suggest we have audience participation. Is there anyone signed up for this evening? Okay. Joan? Is it Joan? I have trouble reading this without my glasses on. And your last name is? Okay. Joan, would you please come to the podium? Please state your address for the record.
Yes, I'm Joan Drinkwin. I live at 1000 East Maple in Bellingham, Washington. Thank you for putting the public participation before the executive session. That's very
okay.
Helpful.
Thank you.
I'm here representing the Northwest Straits Marine Conservation Foundation and also the Whatcom County Marine Resources Committee. We are hosting a workshop on Thursday from 1 to 4 in Bellingham focused on oil spill readiness and preparedness in Whatcom County. And I think most of you may have received email invitations to this workshop, and also I think the fire chief received an email invitation. And I'm just here tonight to encourage you all to attend and to extend that invitation in person to you. This is a workshop at no charge. The focus of the workshop and the goal is to inform emergency managers and elected officials on the oil spill response process in the state of Washington. So we have speakers there from the U.S. Coast Guard, from the Department of Ecology, the Department of Fish and Wildlife, and also from industry. We have a representative from BP Cherry Point who's going to be talking about industry response as well. So, in light of a lot of the concerns that are happening here in Whatcom County and in Puget Sound and increased vessel traffic and risk of oil spills, we thought this would be a good time for us to just be a source of information for what's already in place and the role of local elected officials and local emergency responders in case of oil spills here in Puget Sound. So I have an agenda and a letter of invitation here for each of you. Should I just give them to each, or should I give a copy to the clerk? Why don't I give them all to them? Thank you.
You said Thursday?
It's Thursday from 1 to 4 at the Bellingham Yacht Club. It is, again, free of charge, and there is an email there to RSVP. We would love to see you there, and I'm happy to answer any questions that you might have during the time that I have.
Questions from the council?
I got one. Okay. Are we getting oil from Canada down through here?
I'm sorry?
Are we getting oil tankers through Canada that are going south?
Generally, the tankers that we're seeing are coming through the Strait of Juan de Fuca, and they may be going north up to Canada.
No, the rail traffic.
Rail traffic. I can't answer that. I don't know. So this particular workshop is mainly focused on marine traffic, not on rail traffic. But there will be people there who can help answer. There's folks from ecology there who respond to both, so they'd be there to answer any questions that you might have about that. Well, thank you very much, and I hope to see you on Thursday.
Mr. City Manager, since we're going to be in executive session, I wonder if the Fire Chief would like to make his report. Prior to this evening.
I think that's a great idea.
You might come forward. There might be a basketball game on or a hockey game or something.
It's not this Thursday.
Next Thursday.
It's a week from Thursday.
Week from Thursday, okay.
Dennis would have been there by himself.
Well, you caught me early. I'm not fully prepared to make my presentation. But I'll share with you our responder, like I do every month. It's got a lot of good information, and I've actually tasted the recipe on the back this time, and I can verify that it's a pretty tasty look.
Sounds great.
And unless you have any other questions, it's typically this
bring kind of samples to us. So
I can
we can
do that next month.
So that we can taste these and then maybe.
Yeah, this is typically a little bit of a slower time for us, just before summer, and then when summer comes and Birch Bay fills up, then we get about twice as busy as we normally do. We do have your boathouse ordinance coming up at the end of the month. We've worked on that with staff, and I think we've got that close to being finalized.
Great, I appreciate it.
So, yeah, so that's come a long way. So that will be ready for you by the end of the month. And unless you have any other questions of me, I might just bow out this month, this meeting.
How is the time for semi-annual?
That'll be coming out Thursday night at our staff meeting. So I'll have that for you in 2 weeks.
Hey, Clark. Oh, I knew.
Yes.
Yeah.
Clark asked me that.
Did he? Tell him it's well. Tell him it's great. Okay. It's really good. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much,
Chief. All right, thank
we
you.
Appreciate it. I'll let you go. I'll let you want to stay for the entire meeting. Okay, the next item on our agenda will be executive session, and it will be to discuss potential litigation pursuant to RCW 42.30.110, one in brackets, I in brackets, and sale of real estate pursuant to RCW 42.30.110, one in brackets, C in brackets. And how long do we anticipate this to take?
45 minutes.
Is any action anticipated? No action is anticipated. You said 45 minutes? So we will be breaking for executive session for 45 minutes, and we'll return at that time. Mm-hmm.